And we're holding on Dalet and Aleph at the top. We've been learning about the idea that korbanos have to be offered l'shma. You have to have in mind the particular kind of korban. We touched on also the fact that it has to be the shem bailim, having in mind the particular owner of the korban. And we said with most korbanos, if you had the wrong intention in mind, the korban is still kosher, except we said for a Pesach and a Chatos, and we had different other opinions in the Mishnah about different other korbanos where this rule might apply to. So now, let's get into the meat of it. How do we know in the first place that the shechting of a korban has to be done l'shma? Now Rashi points out, we did learn before, and the Gemara is going to bring it further on the sugya as well, that when we learned that if you have a korban that was supposed to have been a neder and then it was brought for the wrong purpose, then in effect it becomes a nedava. It's a voluntary korban. It doesn't fulfill your neder, which is why we said in the Mishnah that the owner would have to bring another korban. But it does, at least it is kosher a korban. However, Rashi points out that doesn't say anything about the avoidus of it. So what does that mean? Fine. It can go from being a neder to being a nedava, but what does that mean exactly? So now we need to see how we know that specifically by the avoda of shrita, and eventually we're going to get to the other three major avodas as well, how we know that this rule applies. So the answer is da'amakra, because the pasuk says in zevach shlomim korbanai. If his korban is a sacrifice of shlomim, zevach is the Ormus Sefer, it's called zvachim. So and the word the shodash zevach means to shecht. So zevach shlomim korban, it means shetei zvicha l'shem shlomim, means that the shechting of the animal has to be having in mind that it's a shlomim. How do we know it applies to other korbanos? We'll get to later on. But first, the Gemara asks, well, who says that? So you're telling me then that the words zevach and shlomim are meant to be understood separately. Zevach as in shchita, shlomim as in the name of the korban. But how do you know? Dumahayin shmayu. Maybe the name of the korban is a two word name, zevach shlomim. And then there's nothing particular to daven. Then there's nothing particular to darshan from the word zevach because that happens to be the name. And the answer is no. Midichtiv. Since you have a pasuk further on when it talks about the shlomim that says that midichtiv has kamakrivas dama shlomim vazurikas dama shlomim. Later on, the pasuk describes the one who offers the blood, the one who sprinkles the blood on the mizbeach, and the pasuk is saying that the kohen who does that avoda is entitled to the meat of the korban, which means we'll learn much later in the Masechta the details of that. What that really means is not just that individual kohen, but all the kohenim who are of that day's mishmar, of that day's base of, and who are suitable to bring the korbanos, are entitled to a portion of it, etc. We'll get to that later in the Masechta. Anyway, the point is, David just says the word shlomim without zevach. V'loikiv zevach. Whereas here it says the word zevach, therefore that tells us that it means that we can darshan from it that in fact the zvicha, the shchita, has to be for the sake of shlomim. All right, fine. The Gemara says ashlichon zvicha. Fine. So that shows us that the same that din applies to the shechting of the animal. Shar avodas menolon. Now we said you have three other major avodas of a korban. You have there's the shchita, which is shchita is kind of like it is and it isn't an avoda. It has to be done, obviously, for the korban to be brought. On the other hand, as we're going to learn throughout the Masechta, it can be done by, actually, we're going to learn now in the Sugya as well, it can be done by a zor. It doesn't have to be done by a kohen. All the other ones, you have Kabbalah, the receiving of the blood, Halacha, walking it over to the Mizeach, and Zrika, sprinkling it. All of those have to be done by a kohen. Anyway, so fine. We see from the word zevach shlomim that the zvicha, the shchita, has to be for the sake of shlomim. Shar avodis menalon. How do we know the same thing applies to the other avodis? V'chitem leilach mizvicha. So you're going to answer that we can just learn by a binyan av from zvicha. We can say once the Torah told us by that, then it applies to all the other ones as well. Can't. Because we find with a korban pesach that you have something unique about the shchita of it. If he the korban pesach, of course, is supposed to be eaten, and you have to have in mind when you're shechting it the members of the group who are going to be eaten. What happens, for example, you shechted the korban pesach, having in mind people who are not going to be able to eat it. So it could be people who are b'chlal not registered for this korban. It can be people who are tamei or what have you. But Rashi says more particularly over here, it means even people who are registered for this particular korban pesach, but they're not going to be able to eat a kezias of it. They're sick. They're old. So then, if he has in mind, if he has in mind, shaloyla oichlov, it's called, not for that he's accepting it, not for the sake of those who can eat at least a kazayis of it, then it's possible. As opposed to the other avodas, that doesn't matter. Rashi brings from the relevant Gemara's and Pesachim that concept applies only to shchita. So we see that Shchita has a chumrah over the other avodas with the Korban Pesach, where if he were to shech the Korban, having in mind the people, for old people or sick people who can't eat it for zayis from it, then it's possible. Whereas if he did the same thing with the Kabbalah or the Halacha, etc., it wouldn't matter. So maybe therefore, so you can't learn a Binyan Av, but that just because Zvicha has to be Lashma, so do the other ones. No, so you're right. Ela Amakra, rather, because the positive is a makriv as gama shlomim. The positive is the one who offers the blood of the shlomim, and the makriv there actually means the kabbalah. Now the kabbalah never actually says in so many words in the positive that they have to receive the blood in a basin. But at the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, if you have the words v'hikrivu bnei Aaron hakoyanim and sifra, and the positive explains that the word v'hikrivu over there means the kabbalah. So we see that the shodash hikriv, that the word hikriv often means the kabbalah, and here also a makriv as dam hashlamim then would be the one who does kabbalah of the blood of the shlamim, and it repeats and it says the word hashlamim, because otherwise it didn't have to say that shlamim, because it just said a makriv as a dam or something. So it should say kabbalah l'shem shlamim. So therefore it means that the kabbalah as well has to be done for the sake of the shlamim, and it has to be done having in mind that it's the shlamim. Okay, the Gemara says, so in that case, v'licht of Rahman of Kabbalah, v'leil of Shchita Mina, in that case, why did the Torah have to write the word Zevach Shlomim to tell us that the Zvicha has to be Lashma, and then have a separate Pasuk, Hamakar V'Zdama Shlomim, to tell us about the Kabbalah? Why not just let the v'licht of Rahman of Kabbalah, why does the Torah just write this concept by Kabbalah, say the word Shlomim over there, v'leil of Shchita Mina, and then we should be able to learn the Shchita from that by a Binyan Av. And the answer is Mishum de Ikla Mifrach, because you could slug that up. Mal Kabbalah shekem psula b'zor v'isha. Because the Kabbalah, unlike the Shchita, which can be done by a zor, and the Shchita in principle can be done by a woman as well. There is the expression the Gemara has elsewhere, isha ba'azara minayin, a woman is not normally in the azara. Rashi and Tosfos over there are, and Kedushin argue whether a woman is allowed to go into the azara b'flal. But even if not, whatever, she could stand in the doorway over there and use a very long knife or something. But shchita can be done by even a zoru, even a woman. Whereas kabbalah, mikabbalah ve'elach mitzvahs kohuna, we say since the pasuk first mentions bnei Aaron akoyanim in connection with v'hikrivu, and we just said v'hikrivu refers to the kabbalah, then therefore we learn from that from the kabbalah and onward has to be done by kohanim. So you can't say, so if it only said by kabbalah, you would say fine, kabbalah needs to be the shema because we find that chumra it has to be done by kohanim. You wouldn't know that the same is true of the shchita. So it had to say it by shchita as well. Next. Ashkechon Shchita v'Kabbalah. So fine, that covers now. We found that Shchita and Kabbalah have to be done l'shma. What about Zrika Menolon? Now let's skip ahead. We'll go back to Halacha afterwards. We're first going to do Zrika, the actual sprinkling of the blood on the Mizbeach, because then the Gemara is going to go in a logical. We're not going in the order of the Avodas. We're going rather in a logical progression. Once we know it by one, how we would think that we could apply it to the other one and show each time that not the Binyan Av. There's something wrong with the Binyan Av for that, and then say on the contrary why it couldn't have said one and we could learn from it. So it has to be in this order, Halacha last, as we'll see soon. Zrika Menolon, how do we know that the sprinkling also has to be done of the blood of the Korban has to be done Mishma? V'chitema Leilach Mehani. You're going to say you can learn it by a Binyan Av from what we have so far. We have so far that the Shchita and the Kabbalah have to be done Lashma. Very good then. So we would say that the same thing applies to any other Avodah. And you would do a Tzada Shava between them. Shchita can be done by anybody, by an Isha or a Zohar, as we just said. Kabbalah cannot. On the other hand, Shchita passels if it's done Shaloi Lashma by a Korban Pesach and Shaloi the same Oath Love by a Korban Pesach, and Kabbalah does not. So we should be able to do a Tzada Shava. The problem is Malahani Shekentonis Tzofen. The problem is both the Shchita and the Kabbalah, when it comes to Kodshe Kodshim, have to be done on the north side of the Azara. Kodshim Kalim can be shechted on the blood received anywhere in the Azara, but Kodshe Kodshim have to be done in the north half of the Azara, as we're going to learn as we go through in Masechta. The Yeshen and Bechatoris of Pnimius, and here's another point as well. Shchita and Kabbalah are both done by Hatoris HaPnimius. You have certain categories of Hatoris where the blood is brought into the Heichol. We just learned in Hodeus. We had the Par Helam Davashal Tzibur, the Par Kohen Gadol, the Seiri Avodah Zarah. All those things are, all those, all those Hatois, the blood is brought into the Heichel, and you have also the Karbonus of Yom Kippur, the Par and the Sor of Yom Kippur, the blood is brought into the Heichel, and in the ones of Yom Kippur, even in Chodesh HaKadoshim, and sprinkled there. You don't sprinkle the blood of them on the outer Mizbeach, the only thing you do is pour the Shiraim, the leftover blood, on the Mizbeach. That's not considered Zrika, that's just something else already. So you don't have, like Hatois HaPnimius, you don't have any sprinkling of the blood on the Mizbeach. So maybe you could say then that Shita and Kabbalah have to be the Shema, but maybe Zrika does not. So that doesn't work. And again, Shita and Kabbalah have to be in the north, and Zrika does not, because Zrika takes place on the Mizbeach, which is, now we're going to have later on in the Sefer, we're going to have several different opinions, what part of the Azara was the Mizbeach in? Was it closer to the north, closer to the south, exactly in the middle? We'll get to it in great detail later in Perek Ezra Mekoyman, and the next Perek, actually in the next Perek after that, Beis Hashem, in the sixth Perek, we'll get in great detail into the positioning of the Mizbeach, but whatever the case, for example, with an Ola, for example, the blood is sprinkled, Shtei Matanas Shein Abra, which means the Koyim does the application of blood on one corner, and then he goes to the opposite corner and does it, and one of those corners is not in the Tzofen anymore. One of them is Dura Misnarovis, so the southwestern corner. So we see that the Zrika doesn't require to be in Tzofen. So again, you can't learn by Binyan Ab, by Mamatzinu, from Shchita and Kabbalah to Zrika. So we have another pasuk that uses the word suffer, that uses the word shlomim, has zurik as dama shlomim, the one who sprinkles the blood of the shlomim, which means shetei zurik l'shem shlomim, which again, why does it have to say the word shlomim over there? Could just said has zurik as adam or as domoi, whatever. So we learn from that that the zurik has to be for the sake of shlomim. All right, again, the question is, again, like we did before, why don't we say the Torah could have said this concept by Zrika, and we would learn from it to all the other avodas? And the answer is, because you could slug that up in a different way, because the Zrika has a feature that the other ones don't have. If a Zor were to sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach, he would be Chayev Misa. As opposed to Shchita, we said anyway, is kosher if a Zor does it. And the Kabbalah, it does make the Korban possible if the Zor receives the blood, unless we'll talk about later in the Masechta, in the next Perek, we'll talk about what happens if there's leftover blood. If a Zor had received the blood, if there's more blood, then a Kohen can receive it, and then the Kohen will still be kosher. We'll get to that later on in the Masechta. In any case, though, a Zor is not Chayiv Misa for Kabbalah, because basically a Zor is Chayiv Misa only for avoidus that's called avoida tama, complete avoida, that there's no other avoida following it. Kabbalah, by definition, there's going to be another thing following it, namely the zrika. The zrika is the last avoida that's needed for the korban to be kosher, so is zoras chayv misa for that. So zrika has a unique feature that neither shchita nor kabbalah have, but on the other hand, shchita and kabbalah have something that zrika doesn't, like we said, because they have to be in the north as opposed to the zrika, and they exist by all korbanos, even chatoris apnimius, where zrika on the mizbeach hachitzen does not. So we need the Torah to tell us by all of them that it has to be done l'shma. Fine. Ashkechon Kulu. So far, we found three out of the four avodas have to be done l'shma. Halacha menala. And how do we know that halacha has to be done l'shma? V'chitem leilach mikulu. So you're going to say, so far, we have three things already. Can't we make a binyan ab? Can't we make a tzada shava across from them? Across all of them, that each of them has their unique features, but all of them, so far, the Torah has told us, have to be l'shma. The same thing should be with the halacha. You can't. Because all the other ones are indispensable. It's impossible to have a korban without shechting. It's impossible to do it without receiving the blood and without sprinkling on the mizbeach. Those are there's no way that you can't do them and the korban is still going to be kosher. As opposed to halacha, talking about halacha she'ef shalavatla. So how do you compare it to halacha, where in principle you could be mevatla it? Now we're going to learn later on in the perek that You can't be mevatalit and have the korban. In other words, in the sense that if you were to shek the korban right next to the mizbeach, there's no walking that has to be done with the basin full of blood. Now we're going to learn later on in the sechta. The fact is, according to the chachamim, you do have to do halacha, and the korban is possible otherwise. Reb Shimon disagrees, as we'll see later on. But the point remains. In principle, we're going to learn why the chachamim say that you dafka has to do halacha. But the point still remains. And as far as as far as the halachas of it, as far as the dinim of it are concerned, maybe you need halacha, but as far as the practicality of it in principle, you could do without it and still be able to have everything with the korban accomplished. So therefore, you could say maybe halacha does not, for the same reason, halacha does not have to be the shema, maybe. So elo amakro v'hikru v'sakol ha-mizbecha, rather, because the pasuk has, there's another pasuk that says, v'hikru v'sakol ha-mizbecha, he should offer everything on the mizbeach. Actually, it's talking about an oila that he offers all the pieces of the korban on the mizbeach. But Omer Mauzer, Halacha said, "Run on the kevesh." Now we learn elsewhere that we're going to learn it later in our Masechta that those words, v'hikra v'sakolam mizbecha, refers to bringing the evorim, the limbs of the animal, to the kevesh. What they would do is when there was an oila where the whole thing eventually is going to be burnt on the mizbeach, after the zrika, they would cut up the skin, the animal, cut it up, etc. The kohenim would then take the pieces of the animal one by one and put them on the kevesh, on the ramp of the mizbeach. And afterwards, the Kohenim would go and take them up and take them up to the top of the mizbeach and throw them into the fire one by one. So now, how do we know they have to be walked over to the kevesh and placed over there? As we learn from these words where it says v'hikra v'sakol mizbecha, he should bring everything to the mizbeach. But on the mouth, the word locha say varim kevesh, and we're saying that refers to walking the evorim over to the ramp of the mizbeach. Now, the apik rachmana b'loshen halacha. Now, the Torah is v'tanya. We also learn in a brisa, as we said before, v'ikrivu of kabbalas adam. That when the pasuk earlier says v'ikrivu, they should offer the korban. That refers to receiving the blood. So we have two different things that are described with the word v'ikriv. One of them is an avoda that's essential for the validity of the korban, which is to receive the blood. The other one is something afterwards that takes place after the zrika, which is less essential, although it still is, of course, part of the mitzvah of the korban, namely to bring the pieces over to the kedush. Now, the Torah is using the same phrasing for them, vihikriv and vihikrivu. Because after all, why does, when it says v'ikrivu, when we're saying v'ikrivu, b'nei Aaron ha-kohenim, and it refers to the Kabbalah, why does the Torah use such a roundabout way of saying it, v'ikrivu, they should bring it close? Why not say straight out to kiblu, they should receive it? The reason is, it's putting it in the word v'ikrivu, which literally means to bring it close, implying halacha. And the point of that is, the memra that teaches you, the halacha, like tapka, mikvah, kabbalah, don't think that halacha should be any different than kabbalah. Once we've already established from a different pasuk that kabbalah has to be lishma, then we know that halacha also has to be lishma, because, in other words, so you have, the Torah says, hamakriv is damashlamim, which refers to the kabbalah, and since you have bechlal, that it uses hamakriv rather than hamakabal, and the krivu, b'nei Aaron ha-kohenim es adam, instead of v'kiblu, then we learn from that it means that there has to be we have the same terminology, v'hikra v'sakol mizbecha, referring to walking the evorim over to the kevesh. Then therefore, and keep in mind also with an oila being kodesh kodshe kodshim, is shechted on the north side of the azara. The ramp of the mizbeach, on the other hand, is on the south side of the mizbeach, as we'll learn later on in Perek Ezer Mekoyim. So it has to be. There's no possible way. Mela with the zrika, it is conceivably possible to shech the animal next to the mizbeach and sprinkle the blood right there. But with the halacha sevarim lekevesh, bringing the evarim, it's impossible. Necessarily, you're going to have to walk them, because you have to get them from the north side of the azara where the korban was shechted down to the south side. Therefore, so since it uses the word v'hikriv or v'hikrivu of all of these things, of kabbalah and of halacha sevarim lekevesh, so we learn that there's a similarity between them, and therefore that what applies to kabbalah applies to halacha, and therefore it has to be lishma. Now, at this point, the Gemara doesn't ask that we can learn from halacha to all the other ones. So Tosfos says, again, because you don't have halacha by the chatoris apnimius, you have the blood is brought into the heichel, but you're not walking it over to mizbeach hachitzen. So now we know that all four of the main avodas of the korban have to be done l'shma. We have an individual pasuk for each one of them that says that it has to be done l'shma, and we said you can't learn one from the other because each one has a unique feature that the other one doesn't have. Shita can be done by a zor or a woman. Kabbalah doesn't. Kabbalah is a On the other hand, we said shvita is possible if it's done, if by a permanent Pesach, if it's done shaloi la'oichlav. Kabbalah, we said, can be done only by a kohen, but it has to be done, but it has to be done in the north as opposed to the zrika, and so forth. And we went through like that, showing how each one has a unique feature of its own, for which reason we can't learn it from the other ones by a binyan av, but on the other hand, we can't learn a binyan av from the other ones too. So now the Gemara says, fine, v'ashkachan shinui kodesh. Fine, so far what we've said is that we've shown that those four avodas each have to be done for the sake of the holiness of that korban. Shlomim has to be the avodas of a shlomim, have to be done on the same shlomim, and eventually the Gemara is going to talk about, we know that by a shlomim, how do we know that's true of other korbanos as well? We'll get to that on Amud Beis. But first, let's deal with the Ashkelon Shinui Kodesh. So we're saying that the changing the Kodesh definition of it, shechting a shlomim as an Ola, for example, is a problem. Shinui Baila Menolon, where do we see the same thing would be true of having a different owner in mind, and having in mind this Korban is being brought by Reuben, and having in mind that Shimon is going to have his kapara with it. Instead, we said at the beginning of the Masechta that there were six, on days and days, we quoted a Mishnah, that there were six things the Korban has to have in mind. One of them, he has to have them, L'shem Zebach, and L'shem Zeveach, he has to have in mind the person who's bringing the Korban. Mephoshim, by the way, talk about Hronim, talk about there may actually even be two different kinds of Shinri Bailin. Sometimes you have a korban that's owned by one person and is being brought on behalf of another person to be chaper for another person. So you have to talk about there may be two different kinds of Shinri Bailin involved over here. Anyway, but we said that the same thing, if the korban has it, or if the person doing the shvita has in mind a different person, then again, the korban is kosher, but he's not yotzer with it. So Shminolon, where do we know that you have to have that in mind in the first place? And so it's Amar Pinchas, Bereder Rami, Omakro, because the Pasuk says, Of Sar Zevach Todas Shlomo. The Pasuk says, the meat of the offering, of the sacrificing, of the Todah of his Shlomo. It's talking about that the meat can be eaten only, the Todah can be eaten only for Leyoim Velaila, at Chatzos. But it means, why did it say again the word Zevach over here earlier? The Gemara had said that Zevach HaShlomo means the Shlomo has to be Shechted, L'shem Shlomo. Well, the same thing over here, it should say Zvicha L'shem Todah, the same way over here. It means that the Shechting of the Korban has to be done, having in mind that it's a Todah. Now, we don't need it to tell us that that's true of the designation of the korban, the nachalon mehalsam, because we already have that by the shlomim, and the Gemara is soon going to show how we know that it applies across the board to all the korbanos. And by the way, a todah itself is a type of shlomim, so even without a ribu, we would say that whatever applies to a shlomim is going to apply to a todah unless otherwise specified. So anyway, we know that the Torah has to be shechted, l'shem the Torah, and there can't be shinui kodesh. Therefore, tneu inim l'shinui bailim. So instead, apply this word zevach over here and say that it means that it has to be for the particular owner, and not that he has in mind a different owner or different person to be mechaper with it. So we learn it from that. But the Gemara asks, "V'hai l'hochi hudasa?" But you're telling me that you're learning this concept that it has to be l'shem bailim from here, or you're telling me that you're using this word zeva to teach us that concept that it has to be l'shem bailim. Homi boiler l'chidatanya. Don't we need that phrase to teach us what we learn in a different brisa? Of sar zevach tordas shlomav avachanin oimem shum rabbi yezer bolulamid. The pasuk is coming to tell us tordas shachta l'shem shlomim. That if a Torah was shechted, having in mind that it's a shlomim, then it would be kosher, completely kosher altogether, and the owner is actually yotza, unlike we said in our Mishnah about changing from one kind of korban to the other. Shlomim shechted, l'shem Torah psula, whereas if it was the other way around, the shlomim that was shechted, having in mind that it's a Torah, then it would be possible. Ma hefesh ben zelazer, and so Abba Hanan says, what's the difference? Torah, kriya shlomim, ben shlomim, kriyam Torah. The difference is that a Torah is called a shlomim. A Torah is basically a special kind of shlomim. It has certain dinim that apply uniquely to it. It has to have the 40 loaves of bread with it, and it has to be eaten only for one day and one night, unlike a shlomim. But other than that, for example, the other dinim that the Gemara is going to talk about on Amud Beis that apply to a shlomim, such as that it needs nesachim, and it needs smicha, and it needs chazav ashoik, waved and given to the kohen, and so forth. All of those apply to a todah because a todah is a subset of shlomim. So Toyota is called Shlomim, so therefore when you shech this, having in mind that it's a Shlomim, then you're not changing the designation. Ben Shlomim Kareem Toyota, but not all Shlomims are Toyota, so therefore he shech the Shlomim, having in mind that it's a Toyota, no good, you're changing the designation of it. And we're learning that from this phrase of Sar Zevach Toyota Shlomim. So how are you telling me that we're using that word to teach us about Shinui Bailin, that you have to have the right owner in mind? The answer is Anan Mizevach Kamin, because we're not learning from the word Todas Shlomo. We're learning from the word Zevach, which I didn't could have just said it, Sar Todas Shlomo. And from that we learn about Toda versus Shlomim. But we have the word Zevach extra, and we can use that to teach us about Shinui Bailin. Again, using this nida of Inin Lazet, given that we don't need it to teach us about Shinui Kodesh, because we already learned that, and therefore we have it available to teach us about Shinui Bailin. But the Gemara says, still, don't we need the word zevach for a different drasha? Where the brayse says chatas v'oshem minayin. How do we know? Now the pasuk is saying over there that a toda can be eaten the yom zivcha yochol only on the day that it was offered. Can it be eaten v'yom korbana yochol layamich menu abroichu now let's leave from it overnight? So a brayse says, how do we know the same thing is true of a chatas and an oshem? The toda doesn't specify how long they're to be eaten for. Tamad lema zevach, and therefore the pasuk says zevach, and it comes to include other korbanas as well. In general, so in general, korbanos are mostly eaten l'yom v'layla ad chatzos, as we say in Ezer Mekoyman, with the few exceptions, each one of them, the Torah spells it out. By Shlomim, the Torah spells it out, and by Bechor and Meiser, the later on in the Sechta, the Gemara learns it from Limudim. But other than that, we learn from the word Zevach that the chatas and nosham are eaten only for one day and one night. So the answer is, im kain, yes, but if we only needed it for that drosha, nichtiv kro, sar todas shlom of Zevach. Then the Torah, fine, it could have written all the words, but it would have said, the meat of the Torah was Shlomim, and the words Torah and Shlomim we would use for Abachanin's din, that a Torah can be shechted as a Shlomim and not vice versa. And the word Zevach would teach us that the same thing applies to other Korbanos as well. But my Zevach, why instead he brings Zevach in the middle over there, was Sar Zevach, Torah Shlomov, Shmamina Tauti, therefore we can learn both. That this din of one day and one, and of the one day and one night applies to most Korbanos, as well as you can also learn the concept that you can't have a Shinui, and since it's not Shinui Kodesh, because we already have that from an earlier pasuk, then we use it for Shinui Bailin. So we're able to learn Shinui Bailin from you. Okay? The Gemara says, Ashkechon Zvicha. Fine, again, that shows us that by the shechting of the korban, you have to have the proper owner in mind. And Tosfos also adds, by the way, the point that in that case, so still, how do we know that we're daushening then about the chatas and the oshem at all? Maybe we're only daushening the point about the shchita having to be the shame binding. And the answer is, since it's also in the context of eating it, so therefore we understand that it's telling us something about the eating of it as well. And since a toida and a shlomim do in fact have different deadlines, a shlomim, the Torah clearly says, is 2 days and a night, and the Torah clearly is saying is one day and one night, then we have to say that it's talking about the eating of other korbanos, namely chatas and oshim. All right, the Gemara says Ashkechon Zvicha. So fine, we found that that's true of Zvicha, of the shechting of the korban. Shad avodis menola. And how do we know again that that applies to the other three primary avodis? The chitay melelach mizvicha. You're going to try to learn by binyan av from the shechting. Can't we, as we said earlier on the Omen, Malas Vicha, Shekin Poisel, Shalor Lashem Osen Pesach, because we find by the Korban Pesach, where if the person shechts it, having in mind people who are not able to eat from a kazayas from it, then the Korban will be Poisel, which is not true of the other Avodas. The other Avodas, you do have, there are other intentions that he could have in mind that might make it Poisel, but as far as the Shalor La'Ochla business, that applies only during the Shechita. So you can't learn a Binyan Av. So the answer is no. Since you have the word zevach, both by shinui kodesh, the word the pasuk being zevach shlomim korbane, which at the beginning of the sugya here we said that is how we learn shetei zvicha l'shem shlomim, that the shchita has to be done for the sake of a shlomim, and we also have zvicha, we have a b'sar zevach todas shlomim, which we said is referring to the shinui bailim, then we can learn. Right, the Gzeira Shava. Ma zvicha amur b'shinui kodesh lechilakta ben zvicha l'shar avodas. Now, when we say by shinui kodesh that the zvicha, that the shchita has to be done for the sake of this kind of korban and can't be otherwise, and we said that we learned that it applies to all the other avodas as well from the various psukim that the Gemara had brought early on the Amud. Af zvicha amur b'shinui bailim, the same way we can learn from that that when it says Sar Zevach Tordas Shlomav, and it means don't have in mind a different owner, Lo Techalak Ben Ben Zvicha L'Shar Avodas. You shouldn't distinguish. You should say what applies to the Zvicha, the Shchita, applies to all the other Avodas as well. So you don't need separate Pesukim. Once you have that the Zvicha has to be the same Shlomim, and we have other Pesukim that all the other Avodas have to be the same Shlomim, then the Gzeir Shava of Zevach over there and Zevach over here tells us to bring in all the other ones as well. But the Gemara says Ikal Mifrach. You could slug up that Zeta Shava though. Because Mal Shinui Kodesh, Shaken Psul of a Gufa, because the difference is a Shinui changing the different type, the changing what type of Korban it is a Psul in the actual Korban itself. When it comes to having in mind a different owner, that's not considered a Psul in the Korban itself. That's sort of a side thing, as the Gemara is going to discuss soon. So first of all, so that's a psul in the goof of the animal, as opposed in the goof of the korban, as opposed to shinui bialim is not, and also the yeshne ba'arba avodas, and the shinui kodesh. It's possible for it to be with any of the four avodas. Shinui bialim would be now. You have like this. When we say that when we say, so what happens? In other words, if he shechted shaloi l'shmoi or did any of the other avodas shaloi l'shmoi, even though So we said, even though just having in mind by the shechita alone, shaloi v'shmoi is already enough to make the korban possible, or that the person is not yoritzer or whatever. Shinui bailim, Rashi explains. Now what we said is, if he shechts the korban, having in mind that when he sprinkles later on, he's going to use it on behalf of somebody else, that's what we mean, that the shechita, that then it doesn't work and the owner is not yoritzer. If he just shechted shaloi l'shem bailov, that's not considered a machshava that would pass all the korban. So when he shechts the animal, if he has Reuben's animal and he shechts it thinking this is Shimon's korban, nothing would happen. But if he shechts it thinking this is Reuben's korban, but when I come to sprinkle it, I'm going to have in mind then that I'm doing it on behalf of Shimon, that would be the kind of machshava that passes the korban. So therefore, so as opposed to shinui kodesh applies individually by each of the other avodas. The yeshne va'achamisa. Another difference is that shinui kodesh can also happen even after the person passed away. So a person had designated an animal for a korban, and then he died, and now his son or his yorish or whatever is bringing that korban. Shinui kodesh is relevant. Shinui bailim is not relevant anymore because the owner is dead. And also the yeshnik, the psibur, could be yochid. Another difference is that when it comes to shinui kodesh, it's possible to do that by a korban of the psibur. You can have an ola of the psibur, the tomid, for example, which the kohen shechts having in mind that's a chatos or what have you. You can't really have shinui bailim. Everybody's the bailim of it. In fact, Tosfos says, so what happens if you have a goy in mind? But no, because it has to be in order, the same way as we learned before, about it has to be in order for it to be a problem. We talked about yesterday, minoy and shaloi minoy. It has to be somebody who's chayav a korban, same as chatas, for example, same as him. The same way over here, it has to be a goy, he'd have in mind somebody who's equally well, chayav in the kapara, and a goy is not chayav in the kapara of an oila, so if they had him in mind, it wouldn't count. And if you're going to say he has in mind one yid versus another, every yid owns the korban talmid, and the other korban is sibu equally. And the Gemara adds, "Va'afagav the tauti lav davka." Now, of these, so we have four reasons that we should say that what's true of shinui kodesh should not apply to shinui bailim. Now, of those four, "Va'afagav the tauti lav davka." Now, two of them are not really so davka, as the Gemara is going to explain. Tauti mi davka, but two of them are davka. We can show that two of them really are very strong pirchus. Namely, Maishna Shini Bailim do I have a psul of the gufoi? You're arguing that having in mind a different owner, you're saying it's not really considered a psul in the actual korban itself. Evidently, you're thinking machshava ba'alma, because it's just a thought. It's not that there's no maise involved. Well, then shinui kodesh not machshava ba'alma. Then what makes you say that shinui kodesh should be considered an actual psul in the guf of the animal? It's only a machshava after all. Or even fine, Tosfos says, like we talked about at the beginning of the sector, maybe machshava throughout all of this means actually speaking it, but still there's no actual meisin. So it would still be considered, relative to an actual meisin, it would still be considered a machshava ba'alma. Anyway, well, shinui kodesh nami machshava ba'almahu. Nu, isn't the same thing true of shinui kodesh? It's also just a thought. So you're telling me that there's a difference. One is a psul v'gufoi and the other one is not. Taka, what makes you say that there's a reason to make that distinction? Maybe there's not. given the act of a puzzler, evidently it must be once he had in mind a different carbon, then that's enough to puzzle it. There's no mice, it doesn't matter. Hachanami, came in the act of a puzzler. So the same way over here, once he has it, just having in mind a different owner, even though it is true that it's only a machshava, fine, but so is Shinui Kodesh, is also a machshava, and we're still saying it's enough to puzzle it. So we see that there is that distinction. Tosfos actually refers to a relevant Gemara in Pesachim that points out that there is actually a difference. The Gemara calls over there that l'shmoy and shaloi l'shmoy is considered a psul in the goof of the korban, whereas l'oichlov or having in mind shaloi l'oichlov is considered not psul of the goof. But Tosfos says that's different. You have to realize what do we mean shaloi l'oichlov over here means fundamentally that the person is registered for this korban. He's just not able to eat a kazayis of it. So therefore, so you have him in mind exclusively, then the korban is psul. That can be considered psul of the davar achar. That's a side psul. Here we're talking about that b'chlal, the korban is supposed to be on behalf of Reuben, and instead he's having in mind during the shchita that the zrika should be on behalf of Shimon. That would really be considered a psul of the gufay just as much as Shinui Kodesh.
So why? Is that why the Gemara doesn't bring from Sutra?
Is that why the Gemara doesn't bring from what?
It's bringing from Bechiris as a bring.
I guess.
Because by Bechiris it's automatic.
Because by Bechiris, yeah, I guess so. Because they are automatically,
it doesn't need any makshav.
It doesn't, right. It just, he brings it up. Right, it brings it automatically. Well, Bechor, anyway, I mean, I don't think Bechor do you even need to have the owner in mind. I mean, if Bechor is Kedosh Asim,
yeah. You have the Bechor and Fitzgo. I'm
not actually familiar with that, so yeah, I'll have to look it up. Sorry. All right, so the fact that you're trying to draw a distinction between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailam and say one's Begufay and the other one's not, is not really much of a pilfer. And Ulur Pinchas Breder Amari, yes, Shinui Bailam Lachamisa. Another one of our four pirchas we had is that Shinui Kodesh is relevant after the owner dies, if it's Yoshima bringing the korban, whereas Shinui Bailam is not, because he's already dead anyway. But according to the Pinchas Breder Amari, he says, yes, Shinui Bailam Lachamisa. In fact, such a thing is relevant. A few dafim further along, he says that it is possible that on Zion of Days, he talks about that, yes, it is relevant. You do have to have in mind the person who originally designated this korban. So then in that case, then that's not a pircha either. Then there's no difference between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailam as far as that. Fine, but Tauti Nikit Mia Ikla Mikra. But you do have two others that you could slug up. That by Shinui Kodesh applies individually to each of the four avodas, and Shinui Bailam does not, and that Shinui Kodesh applies to Kavanas Tzibur, and Shinui Bailam does not. So just because you have a Gzeder Shava from Zevach and from Zevach to Zevach, why should that make us say that what applies to one with all the four avodas automatically applies to the other? Ela Amar Ravashi Omakra. So rather, Ravashi says no. The reason is because the pasuk says the nirtza loy lechaper olav. The pasuk says that the korban should be accepted for him to be mechaper for him. And the word olav is a mute, v'lo yachaveri, not that it's a kapara for somebody else. So we learn it from that. Choice was wonders in that case. Then why do we need the pasuk that we said by Zrika b'chlal? Okay. So the Gemara asks, "V'hayla hochi hudasa?" You're telling me that word olav is meant to teach us that din? Aren't we using it for what it says in a different brisa? When it says "v'nu tzaloi l'chaper olav," Reb Shimon Omer, "Escha olav chay b'achru yosef, eschena olav ena chay b'achru yosef." The whole concept that we have a distinction between neder and nedava, as we talk about on days on the days, that you've heard neder is a person says, "Hare olai, I obligate to bring myself to bring the korban," and is chayav b'achru yosef. If anything happens to the korban, he has to bring another one. By a nedava, he doesn't have to. Reb Shimon says we learn that distinction from this very word olav. That's when the obligation is on him, harei olai, then he has to bring the korban no matter what. And if it doesn't get brought properly, and even if something goes wrong at the last moment, for example, the zrika was done shaloi l'shma, then he has to start all over again, as opposed to by a nedava, he doesn't. V'amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, and Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi explains my timer. Why is that? Because kiven to amar olai, when he says harei olai, literally olai means on me. K'mad l'tone le'a kaspei domi. It's basically he has it. He has it riding on his shoulders, that he has an obligation resting on his shoulders that he has to finish off. He has to bring the korban properly. So you're learning that from the word olav. The answer is Rav Ashi v'nirtza loy l'chaper kamar. Rav Ashi is not learning from the word olav. He's learning from the words v'nirtza loy l'chaper. It should be accepted for him to be mechaper. Loy l'chaper, that's to be mechaper for him, not l'chaveri, not for somebody else. All right, the Gemara says Ashkechon zvicho zrika. Fine. So then we see that the shechting of the korban and the zrika have to be done l'shem this owner. Kabbalah menalan. How do we know the same is true of the Kabbalah? Again, given that we're not actually using it in the end, the gzeirah shava from zevach because we slogged it up. You're going to learn it by binyan ab from the shechting and the zrika. Can't. Because at the end of the Masechta, we're going to talk about all the dinim of shchutei chutz, if a person shechts or does the avodah, or sprinkles the blood of a korban outside the azorah. He's chayiv koris. That's not true of the other things. If he does kabbalah outside, not if he shechts inside and does kabbalah outside, nothing happens. And the same thing with halacha. So only those is he chayiv koris for. So you could say he's chayiv koris for those, therefore it has to be for the proper owner. So the Gemara answers, Ela Amar Rav Ashi. Rather Rav Ashi says we're going to learn the Kabbalah Asya Me'el Nazir. We're going to learn from what the pasuk says about the ram, the ram that a nazir brings as a shlamim. The pasuk says the ram he should make as a korban of shlamim, and that means shekayas yosef l'shem shlamim. So like we said on Amar Aleph a number of times, when it says shlamim, means it has to be done for the sake of shlamim. And again, in the Shinui Kodesh, we don't need it to tell us about Shinui Kodesh, because we already had the Limudim for it, I don't know what, Aleph, to Naskal and Mahasim, we already had the various Durashas before, to name in the Shinui Bailim, therefore apply it to Shinui Bailim, and say that it means Yaseh, that all the Asiyas, all the doings of the Korban, have to be done L'Shem Shlomim. Well, the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Acha ba Abba L'Rava. Ema, maybe we should learn differently. Yaseh klal, when it says Yaseh means a klal, that everything that he does with this korban should be l'shem b'ayim. Zevach prat, but then when it says zevach would be a prat, which would refer only to the shechita. And we know the rule, klal of prat, ein b'klal ala mashu b'prat, that we limit the klal only to the prat, which in that case, by the way, the Gemara deals with in other places, I think in Nozir, why it is in that case, then why say the klal at all, to say the prat and have done with it. And the answer is precisely because otherwise we would think to make a binyan av from it, by having a klal, and then a prat tells you don't try any binyan avs. Anyway, so you have a klal of prat, so it should mean, zvicha ein midiachrin aloi, so it should apply only to the shechting and not any other avodah. And the answer is, like we said before, but it's not just the word zevach, it's the positioning of it in the pasuk. So Rava answers, iksiv yasha shlomim zevach kidakamrit. If it had said yasha shlomim zevach, then it would mean yasha would be a plow, zevach would be a prat, and ein b'chala mashu b'prat, and this din of shunik b'ayim would apply only to the shvita. Hashlich div yasha zevach shlomim, but since it says the word zevach before shlomim, havale klal she'enim mole. Then what we have is the klal over here is incomplete. You have the klal is not finished until the prat is mentioned. You have the word yaseh. Well, yaseh what? Yaseh shlomim, but you don't have the word shlomim yet. You only have it after the prat. So it doesn't become a klal of prat to klal, but it's a klal she'enim molei. The klal is not full up yet. V'chol klal she'enim molei elin donen ois of the klal of prat. Such a thing is not treated as a klal of prat, so therefore you don't have that over here. You just have a prat, and we can make a binyan av from it to everything else. Okay. Ravina Amar, Ravina gives a different answer. La'olam donin, we could even use something like that as a klal of prat, but Lashem chaz of a kol, but since chazit is vesa ayo yase zevach shlomim lashem, and we're saying yase is the klal. Fine, you want to say it's incomplete yet because you need the word shlomim to go with it. Zevach was saying as a prat, but then you have lashem as a klal. All the avodas that are done for Hashem chaz of a kol. Therefore, you have a klal again. So now you have a klal of prat to klal, and you can do and you can include other things as well that are in the same category. But Amalei Rav Acha midifti l'Ravina. How could he say it's a klal of prat or klal? V'halei jomi klal of kamel, klal of basra. The first klal and the second klal are not the same kind of thing. A classic klal of prat or klal is where the klal at the end covers the same exact ground as the first one. V'nasata akestis, for example, mamar mizasheni b'cholah sheta'av nafshecha. Anything that you want, then you have a prat. V'bokor b'tzenu v'yayin or shecha, and then you have a klal or b'cholah sheta'av nafshecha, and other things like that. So you have the klal is repeating. Basically, what it said in the second klal is repeating what it said in the first one. But over here, klal kama marba asiyas. But here, The first klal is yaseh, which refers to only the things that are done, that are essential for the carbon, the four avodas. The tuloy, and nothing more than that. It wouldn't include, for example, the bruning of the chaylev on the mizdeach or other things like that. Tol abasra, tol Hashem. Whereas the second klal is including everything that's being done for Hashem. Back to the shvichas hashirayim, back to taras emurin, even the pouring the shirayim on the leftover blood on the yisoid and bruning the emurin. So that's not a valid klal, a proper klal. And the answer is Hatanet Veda Bishmo, the Kali of Prati Dorish Kihai Gavna, Tanet Veda Bishmo, the Brice of Rabbi Shmo, that we say in morning davening, does allow that as a valid Kala Prata Kala. He has, the rule is Kala Prata Kala, he has to don Elakena Prat. So therefore, it does work. According to him, you don't need that the second cloud could cover the same scope as the first cloud. It's fine, it's different as long as we can see that it's a Kala Prata Kala. So ma prat mufurish avoida. So just like the prat is specified as an avoida, or written in lishman, and we've established that it needs to be lishman, achkal avoida, written in lishman. The same thing, any other avoida has to be lishman. But ima prat mufurish avoida v'chayoban ala v'chutz. Still though, we just said before that the shchita, if it's done v'chutz, if it's done outside the azara, then a person is chayiv koris. So maybe you would say, so it applies only to avodas that if they're done outside, it's chayiv paris. Af kol avodah v'chayovan alei bachutz. So the same way, it would only include avodas for which a person is chayiv bachutz. Shchita or zrika ain kabbalah v'halacha loy. So it would only include shchita and zrika, would include kabbalah and halacha. How do you know that this klala traffic klal is meant to include those? Inami, another way you could look at it. Ma prat mefurish dover atoned sofon. Where, as we said on Amar Aleph, the shchita of kodshim at least requires to be done in the north side of the Azara, the Yeshne v'chatoris ha-pnimius, and it applies to things that are done even with chatoris ha-pnimius, ones where the blood is sprinkled inside the heichel. Af kol aton sof from the Yeshne v'chatoris ha-pnimius, in which case, shchita v'kabbalah ein, fine, that would allow us to include Kabbalah, zrika loy, and then fakert, we would say zrika na, because there's no zrika on the mizbeach ha-chitzen v'chatoris ha-pnimius. The only blood of it that's applied to the mizbeach ha-chitzen is the shirayim, and the shirayim is really not ma'akiv. So how can you include halacha and kabbalah? The answer is fine. You're right. Ikal mei mahachi. You're right. If you look at the prat, one way you could look at it is that it includes only the shchita and the zrika. Another way you could look at it is it includes only the shchita and the kabbalah. So fine, shul and hein, they're both equally logical. There's no reason to prefer one over the other. We have oshneim, so you can include both of them. So far you have that it will work for shchita and kabbalah it will work for shchita and kabbalah and halacha because there is halacha by chatoris apnimius as well, the blood has to be walked over to the heichel. So on the one hand you can include kabbalah and halacha, and on the other hand you can include zrika. So you can include all of them and there'd be no logical reason to include all of them. Actually, it says, to be exact, that what it is the reason we're including halacha, not because there has to be halacha by chatoris ha-pnimius, but rather because, like we said on Amud Aleph, the halacha itself is expressed using the word v'hikrivu, which is a word that's also used, which is the kabbalah and the halacha are both being expressed with the same word, v'hikriv and v'hikrivu, showing that what applies to one applies to the other. Lishnach, we know, or another version of, another way of saying it is, the chodah take over milsa, that instead of using the word shkulenhen, you can say each of these individual things stands in the matter, a different way of phrasing it, that on the one hand you would learn there's a reason to include kabbalah and halacha, and a different reason to include zrika, and therefore each one stands in its thing, and we can include it. So we see that Shinui Bailam applies to all of them. Iboi Sema, yet another way you could learn it. Zrika Midir Ashi Nafka. Another possibility is for Zrika, we can go back to Rav Ashi's Jerusha from the El Nozir. Actually Rav Ashi's Jerusha from the Nir Tzaloi L'chaper Olav rather, and therefore so we can include the Zrika from that, because that's the Nir Tzaloi refers to the Zrika, and therefore so all we need is to learn the Kabbalah and Halacha, and from that we can learn from the Klal of Prat HaKlal. So we'd be using these. Okay. The Gemara says, Ashlechon Eil Nazir. Fine. So far, that applies to the Eil Nazir. Shar Shlomim Menalon. How do we know it applies to other kinds of Shlomim? So, Chitem and Nelech Eil Nazir. You're going to say again, Luna to the Binyan Ab from the Ram of the Nazir. Can't. Mala Eil Nazir. You have other korbanos that are brought along with it. You have the nazir at the end of his nazirus brings a chatos actually is if it was a nazir tamei, but whatever he brings an oila and all. So that's different. So the answer is imken nifter shlom mav. Yes, but if we only meant to this din to apply only to an ale nazir, then the pasuk would say, then the pasuk could have said zevach shlom mav. Instead, it said zevach shlomim, my shlomim, the rabbis call shlomim. So it comes to include all other kinds of shlomim as well. That the same din zevach yasa zevach shlomim lashem. So it yasa zevach shlomim lashem. So it applies to all of them. Okay, Ashkelon Shlomim, fine, so we see that this whole concept applies to Shlomim. All the drushas that we've been saying so far are all referring to a Shlomim, all the way back to the original drusha from the Mzevach Shlomim Korbanai, which was the beginning of this whole Sylvia. Sharpo Kodshim and Nalon, how do we know the same thing applies to all the other Kodshim? The Chitem and Nelech Mishlomim, you're going to answer, we learned by Binyan Ab from Shlomim. And Malah Shlomim, Shkenchon and Smichel, and Esachim, or Tnufas Choz Vashoy. A Shlomim, the owner has to do smicha on the head of the animal. The korban needs nesachim with it, the flour and wine and oil, and the chazan shirt, the breast and the thigh are waved together with the fat of the korban, and then afterwards they're given to the kohen. As opposed to some korbanos don't need smicha or nesachim. Rashi points out the bechor, meiser, and pesach don't need any of those. Some of them, the chatos and an osham, do require smicha, but not nesachim. So you have And Chos V'Shoik is unique to the Shlomim. And okay, we said before Toda, because it's also a type of Shlomim. But so you could say these concepts apply to a Shlomim. They don't necessarily apply to other Korbanos that don't have some or all of these features. So rather, Ela Omakra, no, rather because the Pasuk says, Zoysat Toda, La Ola, La Mincha, La Chachas, La Oshem, La Miluim, La Zevach HaShlomim. And lists out most of the different types of Korbanos in this Pasuk, from which we learn, Zoysat Toda, this is the Toda. For Hikishin, Akas of the Shlomim, so the Torah is making a hekish between Shlomim and the other Korbanos. The Gemara is going to, by the way, throughout this Masechta, is going to be using this Pasuk Zos HaTorah a lot of times to say that things that apply to one Korban apply to another. So Hikishin, Akas of the Shlomim, Ma Shlomim, Ben Shinui Kodesh, Ben Shinui Bailim, Ben Lashma, so just like as we've established, the Shlomim has to be, all the avodas have to be done with having that korban in mind. There can't be shinui kodesh, and there can't be shinui bailim. It has to have in mind that the proper owner has kol. The same thing applies to all the other korbanos. Ben shinui kodesh, ben shinui bailim, ben lishma. It also applies to all the other korbanos by virtue of this hekesh. Now, one interesting point that Mephoshim bring up for that is, Rashi had just said, the Chor, Meiser, and Pesach don't have any of these features of the Shlomim. The fact is, the Chor, Meiser, and Pesach are not listed in this Pasuk either. Zoi Satorah, La Oila, La Mincha, La Chatas, La Oshem, La Miluim, La Zevach HaShlomim. Whereas the Chor, Meiser, and Pesach. So maybe they don't have to be done in the Shema, or maybe they don't have to.
You could say the Chor has its own Sukkim straight out. Pesach has its own
Shinui. Not for Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim, but Pesach, okay, we're going to have special psukim for it that has to be the Shema. So that's what we're saying. If we're trying to do a Binyan Av from Shlomim and say it applies to all the other Korbanos, or rather if we're saying we're going to do a Hekesh, how does it apply to those? So the answer is, because the next pasuk continues, the Yom Tzavoy says, Bnei Yisrael, Lahakrivas Korbanet. And from that, we learn later on in the Sefer, for example, that the avoiders of Korban have to be done by Debi and Savoisa. And there it says, Lahakavis Korbanahem. So it applies to all Korbanos across the board, even the ones that are not listed here in the book. Okay.